Here we lie because we would not shame the land from which we sprung. It is no great thing to die, but for the young it is, and we were young.
If any man tells me he went into the front line and he wasn't scared, he's a liar.
I am speaking to you in the cabinet room at 10 Downing Street. I have to tell you now, this country is at war with Germany.
We shall fight in France. We shall fight on the seas and oceans. We shall defend our island, whatever the cost may be.
I want to impress on everyone that the bad times are over. They are finished. Can be done, and it will be done.
For the operation tonight, all our aircraft are on the same targets.
Up to 10 o'clock, 175 German aircraft had been destroyed in today's raids over this country. Today was the most costly for the German Air Force for nearly a month.
The paratroops are landing. They're landing all around me as I speak. They've come in from the sea, and they're fluttering down, and they're just about the best thing that we've seen for a good many hours. They're showering in. There's no other word for it.
This is your victory. Victory of the cause of freedom is everywhere.
The First World War and the Second World War, we were part of the war. We had the Blitz in London, we experienced it. We knew the sacrifices being made, but the modern wars, especially perhaps Afghanistan, is a war which in terms of intensity is at least as great.
I wouldn't say that they get easier. I think there is no, easier. I think it just is something that we do out of respect and full of pride for the person that he was, and out of respect for others. It's just a more difficult time of year for us because Tom's birthday was in November. And I know that if he could have been there watching, he'd be just going, oh, that's just so typical of you, Mum, He'd be laughing, he'd be going, what do you think you're doing, And I know he would be enjoying it, going, look at you, what are you doing that for? He would love it, the fact that, he'd be just saying, that's just so typical of you to be doing that.
How often have the townsfolk crowded eight deep to see for themselves ceremony and spectacle and military prowess with pride and gratitude? That is what we see today for the homecoming parade of 40 Commando Royal Marines.
Today, it is my very real pleasure to welcome 40 Commando back to Taunton.